Hello, and welcome to Nitwit, Rantings of a Rabid Knitter, a storytelling podcast with occasional knit bits. My name is Carrie, a.k.a. Autumn Breeze, and this is episode 78, Sheep versus Shepherd. This show has been prompted by some questions that I have received in the past. A lot of people noticed that I make a distinction between a sheepdog and a shepherding dog. When I talk about Sadie, she is a sheepdog. And they say, oh, so she herds the sheep. And I say, no, that's a shepherding dog. She's a sheepdog. She guards the sheep. Looking through various dictionaries, I noticed that the distinction between sheepdog and shepherding dog has been totally blurred. Maybe people nowadays don't really recognize that there is a difference between a guardian dog or a sheepdog and a shepherding dog. So I thought that I would tell you what I think the differences are. This may be a completely unique idea or not, I don't know. I've gathered this information through the years talking to various shepherds who own both sheepdogs and shepherding dogs. Also, I know that there's a big difference between the different breeds, so I'm just going to tell you what I think, okay? A sheepdog lives with the sheep, while as a shepherding dog lives with the shepherd. A sheepdog really thinks that it's a sheep. It is usually born and raised with sheep, so it just thinks that it's one of the sheep. While as a shepherding dog, thinks sheep are pretty stupid, and it thinks that they are fun to chase. A sheepdog's job is to protect the sheep. So it lives with the sheep, it eats with the sheep, and it protects the sheep. A shepherding dog's job is to terrorize the sheep to get them to move where the shepherd tells him to move the sheep to. So they have completely different jobs, they live in totally different places, and they even look totally different. Most sheepdogs, like the Great Pyrenees and also the English sheepdog, they look like sheep. Their faces are a little bit blunter, their ears go down, and they're pretty fuzzy. Whereas a shepherding dog, it still pretty much looks like a wolf. It's got a sharper nose, and it has pointy ears. A German Shepherd is a good example of this type of dog. Now, both dogs are very smart. Both dogs are very useful. But I don't have a shepherding dog because I only have 5 sheep. And I have trained my sheep to come to me whenever they hear a coffee can being rattled. Usually I put grain in the coffee can, but I have also been known in a pinch just to throw in a few rocks and rattle it and they come running. So I really don't need a shepherding dog. But I do need a sheepdog because we have foxes and other canines running around the area. I have in the past found a dog in with my sheep. Luckily, the sheep and the dog were in 2 separate corners, and I think the sheep fairly terrorized the dog. But that's what sparked me to get Sadie, is because I realized that I really did need a guardian with them. Growing up, however, we had a shepherd. We had a German Shepherd. Her name was Elsa. She was a very good dog, and she had a job. As far as she was concerned, her job was to keep all the children in the park and everyone who wasn't a child out of the park. She would also roam around the edges and make sure that none of the children left the park. If one of the children was near the road when a car was going by, she would knock us over and sit on us. She was very good at her job of keeping the children in the place that she felt the children needed to be. Most of the parents accepted her and her job. Some of them were a little annoyed about the fact that whenever they wanted their child, they had to come get my mother, because as far as Elsa was concerned, my mother was the only adult that she trusted. Whenever anyone needed their child, they would go get my mother, and my mother would come to the park and call the child out from the park, and Elsa would let the child leave. I think with most shepherding dogs, they really need a job. Sometimes, if they don't have a job, they do get into a little bit of trouble. A friend of mine was telling me about her German Shepherd. I think all people who have had a German Shepherd have stories about their Shepherd. She said that hers loved to run, and every morning she would open the door to let it out to go do its business, and it would take off like a shot, and it would run, and then it would come back in about 20 minutes, very, very happy. She had no idea what the dog was up to and probably should have given some pause, but she lived out in the woods miles from anyone and she really didn't care if the dog ran. One day, she was at a rabies clinic with her dog. He was a very well-behaved dog and very rarely wanted anything to do with other people. So she was surprised when he started pulling at the lead and yelping and whining to get to this man who was standing further up in the line. The man turned, saw the dog, and smiled and said, "Hey, Fritz, so this is your mom, huh?" It turned out that her dog, whose name wasn't Fritz, but he had to call him something, every morning came to the man's farm and brought his cows in for milking. The first day that the dog showed up, the man tried to chase it away, but the dog just kind of hung out in the background and watched. The next day, the dog was back again, just watching a little bit closer, and followed him. The guy just basically ignored the dog and went on about his business of getting the cows to come in for milking. The fourth day he came out, the cows were there waiting to be milked because the dog had rounded them up for him. So that's what I mean. A shepherding dog, it likes to move things around. They're very intelligent, but I don't have one. I have a sheepdog who is also very intelligent and who loves her sheep. I hope you enjoyed these stories. I want to take a few minutes and tell you how much it means to me that you take time out to listen. Stories are just words until they are heard and appreciated. So without you, my stories would have no life. It means an awful lot to me whenever I get comments back telling me that people have laughed or cried or giggled or snorted at my stories. It also means an awful lot to me whenever people tell me that they repeated my stories to their significant other, or they made their significant other listen to the story so that they could share it with them. I appreciate it so much. It makes me so happy to hear that. So I just wanted to say a big thank you to you for taking time out to listen to me and let me tell you my stories. If you have any comments, please come by the website, which is autumnbreezedesigns.com, Or if you would rather send me an email, my email address is Carrie, and that's C-A-R-R-Y, dot autumnbreeze@gmail.com. I'm afraid I lost my voicemail number. It didn't get called enough so that the service took it away from me. I'm very sorry about that. If you think I should reinstate it, please let me know and I will see what I can do. I hope you have a great week. Take care. Bye.